Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, July 21st, 2022. Stand up for your country. Joe Biden is COVID. You know, some of the commentators saying it's karma. I don't think that's good. But there is a serious side to the story in addition to Mr. Biden's health. And of course, you know, fair-minded Americans don't wish ill on Mr. Biden or anybody else. So we'll get into that. And it is a fairly troubling situation about COVID right now that very few people are talking about. Of course, we will. All right. Now, this virus, COVID, is treacherous. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo, treachery. So there is an amazing rise of it in America. Let me define it, first of all. I did this in the message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. I did it in my radio commentary today. We have more than 300 radio stations across the country that carry a 15-minute O'Reilly update every day. And I did the treachery thing there. So treachery is actually hurting other people. It's interesting because usually treachery is associated with betrayal, and that's true. But if you hurt another person, what are you really doing? You're betraying them, their trust, their physical safety, whatever it may be. So treachery is on the rise in this country, and there are a number of reasons why. But first, let me define how you can see treachery with your own eyes. First of all, if you do not enforce the law and you are a district attorney or a police officer or a judge or anyone in the criminal justice system, if you do not enforce the law, you are treacherous because you are putting other people in danger. Now, the following cities are not, generally speaking, enforcing the law. New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, St. Louis, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and others. What do they all have in common? They are run by progressives. They have progressive district attorneys. And they believe that the criminal justice system itself is treacherous, so they're not going to participate. They're going to self-correct the criminal justice system by not enforcing the law at all. That's what's happening. Everyone knows that's what happened. But very few people are dealing with it, except the voters who threw out the Loon DA in San Francisco and will soon do the same thing to the Loon DA in LA County. The voters are doing it, but Biden, I'll get to him in a minute. Now, if you are an elected or appointed official and you don't do your job, it's the same thing. Best example, the open border. So you're allowing millions of people, you, the person in charge of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, and I will deal with him a little later on as well, and President Biden, because Mayorkas takes orders from him, allowing millions of people to come in here, and many of those people are being harmed, the migrants, and then some of those migrants are harming American citizens, but you're just allowing it. That's treacherous behavior because other people get hurt by your dereliction of duty, Mr. Biden, Mr. Mayorkas. Social media. Now, this is small, but not small. You ask any school kid in this country what they fear the most. It's not the schoolyard bully pounding them anymore. It's being assassinated on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or any of this. So in school, the bullying now has gone underground, anonymous. And they'll say Sally is fat or Randy is gay or so-and-so has a bad complexion or whatever. And then it gets circulated. Devastating to these kids. Who's stopping it? No one. If you ask a public school principal about it, they say once it gets off campus, they don't have anything to do with it. Private school, different. You're in a Catholic school and somebody's using internet to bully your kid, you can go to the principal of that school, and sometimes you can get relief if you can identify the bullier. Okay? Public school, forget it. So the children of this country are being treated in a treacherous way by other children. We've always had bullying, but not like this. Okay, so I'm a historian, the best-selling historian in the world. I say proudly. Rome. So Rome is the most powerful nation on earth, ancient Rome, just as the United States now is the most powerful nation on earth. Rome fell because of treachery. Not so much the Roman emperors. They were treacherous. Okay, Nero and the crew, they were. But it was the population of Rome that turned treacherous. You go to Rome, you go to the Colosseum. It's still there. Thousands of Romans came in to watch innocent people being slaughtered by wild animals and gladiators. They couldn't get enough of it. Human beings being murdered before their eyes, cheering. And the Roman emperor sat there with the thumb up or the thumb down. Now, if that's not treacherous behavior, nothing is. That led, that kind of an attitude where human life means nothing and murderers are not held responsible or accountable, led to Rome falling in a terrible way. Treacherous barbarians came down and looted the town, slaughtered thousands of Romans. Now, that was karma. What happened there? So I am very, very worried about the treachery factor in America because there's no counter to it. The media celebrates treachery. I mean, look at the people that they put up as role models and people to be, you know, put in the spotlight. Many of them are heinous, heinous individuals, awful. Character assassins all day long. So you're not going to get any pushback from the media. Organized religion, my faith, my church, Catholic Church, won't stand up to abortion. You know it. Everybody knows it. The guy that did, the Archbishop of San Francisco that told Pelosi, you can't receive communion, he got passed over by the Pope for a cardinal position. Instead, the Pope appointed a very liberal Archbishop in San Diego to become a cardinal. What kind of message does that send to Catholics? Where the basic tenet of your faith, that all human life has dignity, all right, and the church looks away. Doesn't take the action it should take against President Biden. Biden should never, ever be accepted in a sacramental circle because he will not defend any form of the unborn. None, nothing. He wants my money to be used for abortion, even though I believe abortion is morally wrong. He wants to take my tax money and pay for abortions. He doesn't want any restraints on abortion up to the last hours before birthing. And the church remains silent on him, the American Catholic Church. Wilton Gregory, the Bishop of Washington, D.C., should be ashamed of himself. And I'm sorry to speak this way, but this is treacherous behavior. The church and all other churches and religions should be a bulwark against treachery. It's gone. And once it's gone, just like Rome, floodgates. That's a memo. Okay. So Mr. Biden is COVID. So he is the most well-protected man in the world. He's kept away from all the crowds. He is vaccinated 4 times. He is a proponent of vaccinations and masks. Roll the tape.
I hope everybody's realized by now, these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms.
All right. So Biden took the conventional mask and vax will protect you. They won't. Now, the federal government, the CDC, should say that, right? So if a guy like Biden, again, he's not mingling with the folks. He gets it somehow. 4 vaxes. Now, I know some of you anti-vaxxers are going, ho, 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 ha, ha. That's wrong. Okay? I don't care what you do as far as vaccinations are concerned. That's up to you. But now we have no definition at all about vaccines against COVID. None. Now, I'm vaxxed. I got the 4. I've never gotten it. Thank God. But it's luck. Because this virus mutates and now can go around a vax and infect you. The only thing that I hope, and it's a hope, I don't know, because nobody will tell me in the federal government, is if you do get vaxxed, it mitigates it. Now, the White House says Biden's okay, it's mild symptoms. All right. But he's going to be 80. You get COVID when you're going to be 80, you better watch it. Okay. So I'd like the CDC to hold a press conference, give me an update. Is it now you can get it, but it's mitigated? What is it? I don't want Fauci. Fauci's a propagandist. Give me anybody that can explain what it is. In San Diego, they slapped the mask back on the kids in summer school. Is that going to help mitigate this, or is it just a virus now that's just going to circulate? I don't know. Like to know. Where's the Biden administration on some clarity here? Nowhere. So Biden was supposed to go to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania today. That's where I had my first job in TV at Channel 16 to announce a $37 million giveaway, $1 billion with a B, for crime prevention. I mean, this is nonsense. The Biden administration knows what I just told you, that major cities in the country have out-of-control violent crime. Biden doesn't know how to fix it. He won't even criticize the DAs because they're progressives that are allowing this to happen. So now he's going to throw $37 billion more at it. That's his solution to everything. More, it's throw more taxpayer money. Watch it? No. We know where it's going? No. What's it going to do? We don't know. Enforce the law. That'll stop it. No Biden. He's not going to say it. We did a search and extent. I tortured my staff. Find me anything that Biden has said about policing, crime, and punishment. This is the only thing we could find. Go.
The purpose of the meeting today is we've convened a group of law enforcement and other community leaders, including mayors of our cities. One, to thank them for their service because we owe them big time. Last month, I met with a similar group to unveil my comprehensive strategy to do just that. And I look at Attorney General. We've been at this a long time. Seems like most of my career I've been dealing with this issue.
It's gobbledygook. I mean, the guy can't make a point. He can't utter a declarative sentence. He's talking about how to combat violent crime. There's not one thing in there. That was 38 seconds that made a lick of sense. Okay. Starbucks has closed 16 stores around the country because of crime. Their CEO, Howard Schultz, says he's going to close more. He goes, we can't control in certain cities. We can't keep our employees safe inside Starbucks because they're coming in with guns and robbing the stores. And they're doing other things and the cops can't protect his clothes on. So you know. All right. So Biden yesterday was in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, and he was speaking about windmills, wind energy. And here's what he said. Go.
It had to put on their windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
He doesn't have cancer. He said he had cancer, but he doesn't. He never had cancer. So the White House puts out the statement going that Biden was referring to a, quote, non-melanoma skin cancer. That's not cancer. All right, I get stuff taken off me all the time because I'm a former lifeguard and I didn't have sunblock back in the 60s. Okay? So I go in the dermatologist, and you should too, and they go boom, 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 and that's it. That's what Biden, I have cancer. He doesn't know what he's saying. I mean, how many times do I have to say that? But it's my duty to bring you the latest. So Quinnipiac comes out with a poll. Not reliable. Quinnipiac, it's not reliable. All right? And the poll is very simple. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden's handling his job? Approve 31%. Lowest ever from any poll. Disapprove 60. Don't know 9. Don't know. I love those people. I don't know. Okay. So Quinnipiac has got him at 31. It's almost impossible. Nixon, when he in the middle of Watergate, when he had to resign, was at 33. You can't go any lower, but maybe Biden will go into the 20s on job approval. I mean, it is a catastrophe. And I'll remind you, next week is the last week in July, and then August is gone. Nobody works in the government in August. They're on vacation, and then the news media's on vacation. Everybody's out. I'll be out a couple of days, but I'll work most of the month, and at the end of the month, then I'll be out on a week. But there's so many things going on. I want to be here most of the time. So that brings us up to after Labor Day, and then it's 2 months before the November vote. And 2 months, things aren't going to get better for Joe Biden or inflation or the economy or anything else. So he's got a 31% job approval rating. That's going to kill the progressives. All right, another poll, Politico, about the Republican Party. If the 2024 Republican primary were held today, who would you vote for? Trump, 53%. DeSantis, 23%. Pence, 7%. So Donald Trump, even taking a pounding, and he is, maintains a huge lead over Governor DeSantis in this Politico poll. Politico poll is like Quinnipiac. Shaky. Okay, so tonight is the final dog and pony show. That's a cliche, dog and pony. Some of you have reminded me because I'm so anti-cliche. So primetime tonight, January 6th hearing, committee, last shot. They're bringing in Sarah Matthews, 27-year-old former deputy White House press secretary, and Matthew Pottinger, 49 years old, former Trump National Security Council member. Now, Ms. Matthews and Mr. Pottinger, they know, the committee knows, that they're going to say bad things about Trump or they wouldn't bring him in. Remember, the most explosive testimony was by Cassidy Hutchinson, who said Trump did all of this terrible thing on grab steering wheels and push Secret Service agents, but the committee wouldn't bring in the Secret Service agents. What does that tell you? Wouldn't bring him in and testify under oath. This is a fraud. So anyway, I got my people watching it. I might tune in a little bit. It's on every network. ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, Fox News is carrying it. They're knocking out their primetime lineup, 8 p.m. MSNBC, of course. Then it'll be a special by Lester Holt after the whatever happens. So this is the last shot against Trump by the committee. I can't imagine, but look, I'm going to look at it. It's my job to do that. with an open mind, I'm going to listen to these two people, read the transcript. If I don't hear them tonight, I'll read the transcript and I'll bring my judgment to what they say. But right now, this committee has wasted everybody's time and money because it didn't call witnesses that could counter the anti-Trump stuff, right? You can call anybody that said, no, Trump didn't do that. No, Trump was in control. I shouldn't say that. They did call Kash Patel. He was the liaison of the Pentagon who did testify under oath that Donald Trump had the National Guard on alert, was exploring moving it in, but had to wait for Pelosi and Mueller Bowser, the mayor, and they didn't want it. Both women deny that, but that's what was testified to under oath by Patel. We've had Patel on the program. Okay, so want to watch it? Watch it. I will report accurately on it Monday. Okay, so we'll have a good amount of time to analyze everything. We'll do probably a talking points memo on Monday on this whole thing. But Trump is not being heard in Republican precincts, as you saw in the poll. Okay, back to the border and Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas. He's like Pete Buttigieg, doesn't know what he's doing. He's an affirmative action hire. So he went to Aspen. They have a summertime thing in Aspen, Colorado, one of those beautiful places in the country. If you ever get a chance, go to Aspen, bring a lot of money. But they have a little conference there, pinheads go, and here's what Alejandro said. Go.
We are working to make the border more secure. That has been a historic challenge. I have said to a number of legislators who expressed to me that we need to address the challenge at the border before they pass legislation. And I take issue with the math of holding the solution hostage until the problem is resolved.
Now, do you have any confidence in that, man? So it's a challenge. It's a challenge. Historical challenge. Well, you know, last year of the Trump administration, border is pretty much under control because of the Remain in Mexico policy. Right, Alejandro? Remember that? It wasn't long ago. Remember? And then you and your boss came in and then everybody got it. But it's a challenge. It's a historical challenge. But we're working to make the border more secure. How? What are you doing? Ridiculous. You know, it's department head after department head after department head after department head. They're ridiculous. Because the president's ridiculous. And he hires people in his own image.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hunter Biden. All right, CNN is reporting, according to people briefed on the matter, nobody named, that Hunter Biden's business activities are nearing a critical juncture as investigators weigh possible charges. Wow. Fox News reporting the same thing. A source told Fox News, again, nobody named, federal investigation into Hunter Biden's tax affairs has reached a critical stage. So at CNN, it's a critical juncture At Fox, it's a critical stage. We have not been able to confirm that. I have pretty good sources. You know, I'd say my sources are as good as Fox and CNN's. Nobody confirming to me. I don't know what the deuce they're doing. 2 years in the Delaware grand jury. I don't know. But that's what CNN and Fox report. Critical. What are the odds of Hunter Biden getting charged? I think they're good. I think they're better than 50%. Now, Garland doesn't want that. So they're likely to charge him with a lesser situation. You know, something that's not, doesn't rise up to dad. But they got to really do something. Flight complaints. You know, I'm sorry I had to break this story. I took a little grief for doing it, but I'm glad I did it in April. Up 237% above pre-pandemic levels. 237%. Hey, Pete Buttigieg, where are you doing? Where are you? I think Pete and Mayorkas, they should go out to dinner. You know, 237%. If you got to fly the rest of the summer, I'll say a prayer for you at Mass this Sunday, a general prayer for everybody in the air. I'm not flying the rest of the summer because I know what it is. Okay. CEOs make a lot more money than workers. Is that a bulletin to anybody? But sometimes it gets to be insane. This is pretty funny. Now, I'm a capitalist, right? I make more money than my employees, okay, because I'm the CEO of three corporations. But I pay my people fairly, pay them a good wage, okay? And I hope they like working here. Amazon, a guy named Andy Jassy is the CEO of Amazon. As you know, huge Amazon. His compensation in 2021, last year, $213 million. $213 million Andy Jassy made. That is 6,500 times more than the median worker for Amazon who makes $33,000 a year. Apple, Tim Cook, his compensation last year, let me see, this is $100 million. So Tim made $100 million. All right, and average Apple people, what do they make, about 40? $40,000. So you can see how crazy this is. But again, nobody forces anybody to work for Amazon or Apple. So you don't like it, work for somebody else. Is full employment in the United States. Everybody needs workers, okay? But that's what the Bernie Sanderses of the world want to see, so they can try to impose socialism, which would be 1,000 times more corrupt than capitalism. Smart Life. So this segment that we're doing now has really exploded. Okay? And let me just explain briefly. We do Smart Life segments on the No Spin News that you're watching and listening to right now. We also have them on BillO'Reilly.com. And basically what we're trying to do is have you, the American person, recommend ways to save money for the other American people. But sometimes I'll come up with something, and I'll tell you in a moment. But a Harris poll came out with a question on economics, day-to-day spending. 58% of all U.S. adults are concerned their paycheck won't cover their expenses week to week. 58%. 20% of workers plan to ask for a raise. You can ask. I hope you get it. I do. But it's bad. So I told you yesterday on the Smart Life segment right here about a government bond. So Elbert Jackson, who lives in Goodlettsville, Tennessee, he's living the smart life. He says, O'Reilly, immediately after watching your No Spin News Wednesday night, I logged into treasurydirect.gov and opened a Series I savings bond for the maximum amount and a yield of 9.62. I appreciate the tip. So, Elbert, listen to the No Spin News. I gave you the tip. TreasuryDirect.gov is the website. You can buy a bond, I-Series bond, that will give you 9.62% interest, far beyond what you'll get anywhere else. It's 1 year, $10,000 max. So if you have $2,000 or $3,000 in savings, getting 1.5% at your local bank, you might take a look at this. All depends on what your situation is. Again, it's TreasuryDirect.gov. Now, here are some more Smart Life tips. And we appreciate, we want you guys to bill at BillO'Reilly.com, bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Give us your tips to save money. So Jim Ransom in Modesto, California says, I save a lot of money by keeping track of leftovers in my refrigerator, then consuming them for further dinners or lunches. But if you're going to do that, Jim, you have to get one of these sealed things. I don't even know what to call them, and date it. So when the leftover gets put in a bag and you seal the bag, you put the date on it so you know how long it's been there. But yeah, you can be very efficient, particularly if you don't eat everything in a restaurant. You can take it home, and all restaurants do that. You date it, and it can be a nice lunch and save you some money. Sam Davis in Oklahoma City says, I shop at Target for groceries, and I use their debit card, Target's debit card, save 5% on total purchases. So they give you money back. All the big box stores do that. So Sam's and Costco and Walmart, you can buy anything you want, and if you use their card, you get rebates. So that's a very good tip. Joan Fetting, Arcadia, Wisconsin. I volunteered at a used clothing shop for many years. I never pay full price for anything but shoes. Joan does buy shoes. It's so much fun to find bargains at these thrift shops. There you go. So there, every town has them. You go, man, a lot of times you're not going to find anything you like, but sometimes you will. Particularly for kids, you know? And, you know, you got to clean everything, industrial cleaning, but it's pennies on the dollar. And some of the stuff's in good shape. So those are all good tips. And Andrew Chow weighs in. He's in Memphis, Tennessee. Andrew says, now's the time to eliminate or reduce your consumption of sugar because sugar products are expensive. You'll reduce body fat, feel better, and save money. So we have cut out 80%, I have, of sugar in my diet, and it works. It works in every way. And the sugar is expensive. You check out a little carton of Haagen-Dazs. Number one, look at the sugar content and the calorie content. Your eyes will snap back. And number two, look how expensive it is. Now, I eat ice cream once or twice a week, but I don't eat a lot. I go to Carvel, my first job, and it's great ice cream. But I don't, I'm not getting the grande, I'm getting a little one. However, it's the drinks that kill you, the sugar drinks. And I'm now drinking Gold Leaf iced tea. I don't have any interest in this company. I don't know where they are, but it's no calories, no sugar, and it tastes good. Gold Leaf iced tea. That's what I'm doing. And I drink it at the meals. And sometimes I drink water with lemon and lime, but this is good. Okay, so you gotta be smart. All right, live smart. This day in history, July 21st, 2016, 6 years ago, Donald Trump accepts the Republican presidential nomination. Roll the tape.
Who would have believed that when we started this journey on June 16th, last year, we, and I say we, because we are a team, would have received almost 14 million votes, the most in the history of the Republican Party, and that the Republican Party would get 60% more votes than it received 8 years ago. Who would have believed this? Who would have believed this?
Now, Trump's going to run again, and I hope he doesn't announce before the midterms, because if he does, the Democratic Party will use that as a cudgel, which is a little, you know, hammer, to try to divert people away from the terrible situation we're in under the Biden administration and the Democrats. So I hope the president is listening, both presidents, Biden and Trump, Wait till after the midterms, Donald Trump. Okay, you got plenty of time. But let the folks vote in November based upon what they are experiencing. Okay, good mail segment and a final thought about sharks eating everybody on Long Island. Right back.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's go to the mail. Wes Truel, North Bend, Oregon. I think if the Republicans win big in November, President Biden will be on a 2-month clock to resign. Otherwise, he could face impeachment. I would not be surprised because of the border stuff if the impeachment rolls up real fast if Republicans win. Charlie on the message board, whenever I talk to Biden supporters about how bad things are going, they all reply, well, at least we didn't elect Trump. There you go. Last line of defense. That's never going to change. Charles, you seem to be very sure, O'Reilly, there was no manipulation of the voting results by the makers of the Dominion voting machines. I don't have enough knowledge of how computers work, but neither do you. As a matter about that, Charles, you're going to make an allegation that the Dominion machines were fraudulent. You got to prove it. Now, there are lawsuits. We'll see, right? Patricia, Joe Biden won because of Dominion software. Got to have the evidence, Patricia. Maybe it'll emerge. I mean, Fox News, Newsmax, OANN, all being sued for hundreds of millions of dollars. Fox, $1.5 billion. They got evidence. They're going to put it out. Gazar, the country so divided along ideological lines with extreme fringes on both sides. However, honest and strong, no leader can make a difference. I disagree. I think a populist leader in this country could make a difference. I'm not that cynical. Dafina Bland, Lubbock, Texas. Bill, as my most trusted historian, has there ever been in our country's history a squad like AOC as scary and radical as they are? Yes. So after World War II, there was a big communist movement in the USA. They sympathized with Stalin and the Soviet Union. Before World War II, there was the Nazi Bund, B-U-N-D. Millions of Americans, like in Hitler. There have been radical movements in this country. Mike Hober, Belot, Kansas, been reported that Putin has cancer. If he were to die, who's second in command? No one. The military would take over if Putin dies. But the CIA said today there's no evidence that Putin is ill. And finally, Eileen Pilla, Oceanside, California. Your Smart Life segment is so invaluable. Every time you initiate a new segment, it makes membership so much better. And BillO'Reilly.com, I can't tell you how much we rely on you and appreciate all you do for us. Eileen, it's Eileen, Eileen Pilla. I really appreciate the letter. I am in business to help you, and that's all. That's it. If I couldn't do that, I wouldn't be doing this. All right? I'm as famous as I want to be. I don't have any money worries. I don't have to do this. I'm doing it because I want to help you. I hope you believe that because it's true. All right, final thought. Wait a minute. Let me get to the... we want you to check out Killing the Killers, number 4 this week after 12 weeks in the marketplace on a publisher's weekly list. Astounding performer. great summer read. And then you can pre-order Killing the Legends, which is going to be, I think, a phenomenon coming late September. The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. What do you see what we found out about these three guys? It's amazing. Okay, word of the day, do not be didactic, D-I-D-A-C-T-I-C. Do not be didactic when writing to us. Right back with the Sharks. Okay, final thought of the day. Sharks are eating everybody on Long Island. I mean, it's six shark attacks so far. It's nothing to really laugh or make fun of. I mean, there's been two on Fire Island, one at Jones Beach. Now, look at all these. Fire Island. 1, 3, 4, 5 on Fire Island and one at Jones Beach. Now, these are bull sharks. They are annoying. Floridians, you know about them. And they kind of scavenger fairly close to the shore. But everybody's scared because they don't know a bull shark from, and a bull shark will nip you, but it's not going to eat you. But nobody knows because of this movie. Go. Okay, so look, great white sharks, they'll kill you. And they're up in Cape Cod. Why? Because the seals are up there in Cape Cod, Mass. Down here on Long Island, I have a lot of seals on the South Shore where I am. In fact, right now I'm 50 yards from the Atlantic Ocean. And I'm going to dip in there after this taping. I'm not afraid of the sharks. If they bite me, they'll be sorry. They'll have indigestion for the rest of their life. But when I go out, the crowd in the water is a lot less than it was last year because of these bull sharks nipping people. Now, don't play around in the ocean. We had a drowning here on Eastern Long Island this week because the current, the riptide, grabbed some guy. He's a young guy, all right, and pulled him out, and that was it. Don't go beyond the break unless you're an expert swimmer and you know the ocean. I'm a water safety instructor. I know the ocean my whole life. I don't go beyond the break much because out there, not our domain. The break is when the waves come in. You can ride them on your board. You can ride them when you, but you stay on the beach side of the break. And the bull sharks, if I see one of those things, I'm going to kick it right in the... All right, you got it. But I'll never give up the ocean. The ocean is... I just love it. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We will see you again on Monday. Brand new column posted on BillO'Reilly.com Sunday noon. Appreciate you watching.